Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the Word at Noon. I am Louis B., the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, we truly are happy to have each and every one of you all. I'm going to dedicate this to Pastor Bill, the song today.
Yeah. It's gonna be alright.
I know it's gonna be alright.
Every single
want you to know it's going to be all right. Whatever you're going through, anybody else going might be going through anything out there, I want you to know it's going to be all right. I'm going to ask Pastor Bill, she'll give us a word of prayer, and after that, we'll get into the lesson. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Amen. It's going to be all right. I like that. We don't have to worry about anything because we know that our trust is in the Lord. And yeah. I just like to share scripture coming from, I want to say it is 1 Peter chapter 2. And if Pastor don't mind, at the close of yesterday when we were sharing, and I said it was Paul that who was saying that, you know, it's time for us to receive the word, and actually it's Peter. And then I'm going to read that 1 Peter 2 and verse 2. It says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. And we were talking about growing in grace. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we're thanking you, Father God, for your word. We're thanking you, Father God, for our lesson, Father God. We just give you praise, and we just can't thank you enough for your many blessings you have given unto us. We're thanking you, Father God, for the word of God that keeps us focused, that we know we can put our trust in you. We're thanking you for your word today, Father God. For your word says, by your stripes we are healed. We're thanking you for your word today, Father God. For you say you will keep the imperfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. And Father God, we want to stand on your word. We want to trust you at your word. And we're just thanking you for the word at noon. And thank you for Pastor, our apostle, our friend. And just continue to use him mightily, Father God, as he teaches this word. Teaches the true word of God. I'm so thankful today, Father God, that we're not just reading a novel, but we're reading the word of God, that that word would be in our hearts, Father God. And we bind up anything and everything to try to come up against the word of God. And we want to continue to study God's word. We want to live the word of God. And we just ask, Father God, that you just bless us to do so. We ask that you will be with all those that are sick and shut in, and that's just to keep them in prayer. Be with those who are bereaved. We know you're a way maker out of no way and to comfort their hearts. And be with those that are going through, Father God. For your word says to trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding, but in all thy ways to acknowledge you. And you will, you shall direct our path. So, Father God, we give you praise today, and we're thanking you for our listeners. Thank you for all those who participate. And, Lord, have your way in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you, Pastor, for reading that. That's very beautiful. I just thank God for it. Yes, Peter was encouraging the readers by this strong declaration that they were chosen by the Father, by God Almighty, at such a time as this. Here he encouraged the nation of Israel to be calm, to know that you are a chosen people, and because you've been chosen in Christ. And not just them, but all believers. Doesn't matter if you're Jew or Gentile. Long as you know that you belong to God based on the word of God, he was saying that our salvation was secured. That's what I like. That our salvation was secured, but what we needed to do was to grow in this grace. So when he gets to the second chapter and the what was that, the first, second verse you read, Pastor? And when you get to the second chapter and the second verse, you understand that the characteristics of the children share the same thing, and that is to grow up in grace. Doesn't matter who you are, we were all to grow up in grace and to be like our big brother, our big sister, our parents who before us were all born again, then we become spiritual newborn babes. I love that, man. And it's your desire. One of the things that began to grow is a desire. See, if that desire is not there, you're not going to grow. You got to have a desire for food. So if a doctor saw that the baby didn't have a desire to eat, something wrong with that baby.
Yeah.
Now, and I'm going to share this with you all. And because I worked in a senior facility, and I know when people go into hospice and that kind of stuff, people lose their desire to live, to grow.
To
you
live.
Never stop growing.
Yes.
You never stop growing.
Yes.
You got to know that. You may not see it, but your toenails are growing. Your hair is growing.
Available team members, if I can get you to come to the dining room, we have a birthday today.
They all, y'all excuse me, I'm sorry, but, and that's what we was talking about yesterday, growing, and when a baby doesn't grow, and I got sisters on here and mothers on here who tell you, if they see that baby is not eating, they are not desiring food, they're going to do something. They're getting ready to do something.
That's right, Pastor.
Now, they used to, not now as much, but then they used to breastfeed babies. Now, I know I'm old school.
No, they still do that.
Something, if it wasn't right, that baby would tell that mother, give a signal that, no, I don't want that. I don't want that. And that would tell that mother something wrong with either the baby or the breast milk.
That's right.
And she knew that if the baby didn't get the proper nutrition, that the baby was going to die. Or eventually, something was going to happen. So it was necessary.
Yeah.
See, to grow, I'm going to say this and then we're going to get into some scriptures. But to grow, you need to have a diet. Your nutrition, your diet should be include the necessary, like Sister Evangelist Sharon said yesterday, like vitamin C, vitamin A. There are certain nutrients that you need to grow.
Yes.
And so that mother would say, you know what? This baby ain't getting what it needs. I'm going to the doctor. I'm going to see this doctor. And this is the truth, brothers and sisters. I know mothers who could not breastfeed their baby because they was not getting the pure milk that something was in the system. So they would give their baby to someone else to nurse. So the baby, so the baby could live, but also so the baby could grow.
Amen.
Yeah, most of y'all time, you know, y'all believe in bottles. Most of y'all believed in bottles, but there was a time that there was a few of us didn't know what a bottle was. If mama have it hanging, we didn't know.
Exactly.
So I said all that to say this, brothers and sisters. You've got to have these necessary nutrients to grow there. Along with everything else, you need daily exercise to grow. I had asked a question yesterday about what it takes to grow. What are some of the things? And we listed, about three of them. I remember two of them. One of them was that you had to have something to grow by, which is the Word of God. And secondly, we talked about once you began to grow, things began to change. That's where I want to go today. things changes. Your speech change. Your body
yeah.
change. Growth mm-hmm. means change. Come
Amen.
On, growth means change.
Amen.
If there's
That's
not a
fine.
Change, there's not a growth.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be a change. So, the same question I asked yesterday, I'm going to ask again today before I really get into this. Pastor, Evangelist Sharon, you guys came up with anything else, or y'all want me to go forward?
Well, in order to grow, you do have to make a change, but you have to assess your situation or your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual health to see where you are and what it is that you need to see what it is that you're lacking. So, just on a daily basis, I was saying yesterday that we should feed our spirit just as well as we feed our physical bodies, our earth suits, so that we know who we are and what to do and what our purpose is. And then we're more in tune with God if we stay spiritual.
Amen. Amen. Well, since you said that, how about reading 1 Timothy 4 and 7? And that would shed light on what she's saying, brothers and sisters. Well, actually, it's in 4 and 8 as well, too. So we could do 7 and 8, I think.
Okay. In the King James, it reads as follows. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. Amen.
Yeah, that's spiritual. Now I'm going to ask the pastor to read it out of the Messenger Bible, then we'll comment, we'll elaborate on it.
And may I have that scripture again, please?
Yes, yeah, sure. 1 Timothy 4, 7 and 8.
Okay, thank you very much. 4, 7, and 8. Stay clear of silly stories and get dressed up as religion. Exercise daily in God. No spiritual flabbiness, please. Workouts in the gymnasium are useful, but a disciplined life in God is far more. So, making you fit both today and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Great job. Great job.
I kind of share what she was saying. Go ahead, Evangelist Sharon.
Yes, I love that scripture there because where it says to exercise, like we exercise, mm-hmm. but we're exercising in the worldly fashion. In a natural fashion for our physical muscle to get in shape, to do sit-ups that make our tummy flat. But that's not the most important aspect of our physical health. Our most important aspect that most of us here on earth leave out is our spiritual exercise. We have to exercise our spiritual muscle because that's
yeah.
something we need to navigate through this world. And so...
Yeah.
The more you exercise, the stronger you're in tune with God. The more you'll walk like God. The more you'll want to talk like Him. The more you'll want to be like Him. But you have to exercise. And the way to do that is to get into the Word, to be kind, to be loving, to be thoughtful. All the things that Christ was in His character and personality, that's the way we should be. Amen. And that's the exercise for spirituality. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Well, you about covered that all, Evangelist Sharon. but yes, we have to exercise our mind. We have to come away from the things of the world. I like this verse where it says, stay clear of silly stories that get dressed up as religion. And
yep.
We have been taught that for so long that we have to come away from that. And we have to ask the Holy Spirit to do that, because we can't do that on our own. But I just love that part. It said exercise daily in God. And in order for us to exercise daily in God is we have to be in the Word of God daily. And that brings us away from the worldly things, because once we know through God's Word, like it says, the study to show thyself approved, a workman needed not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Well, you're not going to know that if you don't study God's Word. And it's like I say, that God's Word is rhema. It's alive, and it lives, and it lives in our hearts. And so in order for us to grow, we have to be fed daily. So we have to have that Word of God. We need that. And it say, when we study God's Word, it says, and I'm, quoting from the Message Bible, it said, no spiritual flabbiness. It said, or else working out in the gymnasium. But a disciplined life in God is far more so, making you fit both today and forever. And that's, and that's our pastor's goal. He's getting us ready for our eternal life. Our eternal life is so important, and it's a spiritual book. And I'm giving it over to Pastor, because he know me. I get carried away too sometimes. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, now I wanted to make sure that we were all on the same page for those that are just hearing what's going on. See, when she said to me spiritually, being nourished, it's by the Word of God that we are nourished.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It's by our Christian faith in this Word that causes us to begin to exercise. And another thing I wanted to say, when you look at this as doing your growing years. When you was young, what it takes to grow. See, some of y'all got old now. I ain't talking about nobody. I'm talking about what I'm talking about. But some of y'all got old. You forgot what it is to grow. But when you were growing, remember, that was you did exercise. Matter of fact, the school I went to, it was mandatory that you do exercise. And the reason was for your growth.
Yeah.
And that may be true today. Yeah. I don't know. Some of y'all may have to help me out. But they made sure you do gym. They call it P.E.
Yes, mm-hmm. Physical education, correct. Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, and then in that, and believe me, that was a grade for you, too, because they wanted you to work out. They wanted you to be physical fit. They knew how important it was for the development, because, see, when you start talking about growth, you start talking about development. And that goes back to what Pastor said. How are you going to develop if you're not in the Word?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not being training yourself to do godly things, to have a godly life, if you're not training yourself, remember that's what he said, that all these other, bodily exercise is good, but it profit very little. But he said godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of life that now is and that which is to come. So it's important that you start exercising spiritually or start growing so you can grow.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And for those that think they have arrived, the Bible says we got to grow into Christ, to that full stature of Christ. So you're still growing. You ain't arrived yet.
Amen.
Yeah.
You haven't arrived yet. It may seem like it because you can quote some scriptures. It may seem like it because you know some of the latest saying. Some of you getting blessed tremendously. And some of you may feel, boy, because I'm getting blessed here, going out, coming in. You haven't arrived yet. We're still growing to that full stature of Christ. That's our measure right there, is to grow to that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen.
And if you ever give us a good example, like yesterday we were talking about grace changes our speech. So when you're allowing the grace of God to really flow, your speech began to change. Another scripture I like to share today is at Colossians 4 and 6. In the book of Colossians 4 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to make sure everybody understands, because I had asked them on yesterday to give me, I was going back to make sure I cover those that had an idea or had something about growth. So, see, I wasn't forgetting anybody. I wanted you to know. So, in Colossians 4 and 6, Evangelist Sharon, please.
Yes, in Colossians 4 and 6. Oh, God, I just lost it there. I'm sorry, Pastor.
No problem.
Okay, in Colossians 4 and 6, and while my computer is coming up, I just wanted to piggyback off what Pastor said. And we do need growth. And the thing of it is that there are levels to it, just like there is levels to it in school. You learn how your numbers, you learn how to add and subtract, and then you go into multiplication, and then you go into division, and then you go into algebra, and then you go into geometry. And so, and it's like that spiritually, there's levels. And the more you exercise your spiritual muscle, the more you'll appreciate God and be more grateful and thankful. Amen. In Colossians 4 and 6 in the King James, it reads as follows. It just came up. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. Amen. Hallelujah. I love that.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible. Be gracious in your speech. The goal is to bring out the best in others in a conversation, not put them down, not cut them out. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Amen. So, see, as you begin to grow, that's one thing you learn. And I'm always telling Pastor how good she is at that, because they say, let your speech be always with grace and seasoned with salt, that ye may know how to, ye ought to answer every man. And everybody can't do that. But you can grow to that place. So that's where I am. I'm growing to make sure that my speech is with grace.
Mm-hmm. Amen, yeah. Amen.
You know, I read a scripture today out of Bible Gateway. Isn't it interesting? Well, I know time is running out, but let me tell you, God found grace in Mary. So what did he find in her? Why do you think that's awesome? People never discuss that, but Mary had found favor in God's eyes. She found favor with God. And God found favor with her. So what was going on in Mary's life? Well, I'll tell you right now, she was in the Word of God, brothers and sisters. So when God saw that and how dedicated she was, how committed she was to that Word, and how faithful she was to God's promise that a virgin shall be with child. So when somebody approached her, her thing was, hey, I'm a virgin, and God told me to, you know. Yeah.
That's
I mean, think about what made her find favor in the eyes of God? The angel told her.
Yes,
I mean, and the angel had to tell her, don't fear. Fear not, Mary. Because, see, an angel's huge. I don't have time to get into that. But let me tell you, it would have scared you, scared the daylights out of you. So the angel tell Mary, don't fear. You found favor with God.
Yeah.
And she began to talk to the angels and fear. She calmed down. Best thing, she did calm down. But anyway, let me leave it right there, and I'll see you all on tomorrow for the word at noon. Live a life so God can find favor in you.